or it says Gulba. That's what it is. It's Gulba. Now, Shifoin, Roy, that's Dishra. These are also, verse 2, Aramaic words. And Shibola Shol, that's oats. Shibola Tal, that's what's called. Now, Haniyin, Churadiyaki is only these five medium are called grain, have Issachala, have a Issachadish on it. But Oyvaz Vatechen Loi, but Stam rice or milk does not have it, or millet does not have it. It's not called the Haminim. Is Minanimili, how do we know this? I don't know the difference to say that rice is not. Omer Shlokish, Shlokish says, As your lechem lechem. Learn now from lechem lechem I matzah. That says, Vilkas matzah. Ksiv hochet says, Yiv hoye bachuchem lechem orts. Says the Barapashim of Chalom, Vilechem orts. Ksiv hosam lechem oini. So, just like matzah is only made from the five minim, Uadin chalos also only mechuyi from the high minim. So the Gemara Gufa, the Hosam Gufa, how do we know there by matzah that you only can make matzah from the Heiminim? Or Meresh Lokish, V'chein Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, V'chein Tana Dever Rabbi Loza Ben Yaakov, Oma Krokos, the Pesach says like this, it says, Loi Soichel Olof Chometz, you're not allowed to eat Chometz on Pesach, but rather, Shivas Yom Toichel Olof Matzahs, 7 days you should eat Matzahs, Lechemoini, should be called Lechemoini. So we dash them like this, that Vorm HaBoil Madei Chimutz, any type of a dough, that if you let it rise, it would come Madei Chimutz. Then Odom Yoitzabai Madei Chavosim HaPesach. With such a type of dough, now you have to bake it and make sure it does not become Chametz. And there's the five grains, these five minim in the Mishnah, from any one of them you can make matzah. Is Yotzah, you'll be carrying the mitzvah of matzah. But, the Madei Pesach, but Yotzah Eilam goes out, millet and rice, Shein Boil Madei Chimutz. Even if you let it stay, it does not rise, it does not become chametz. It only becomes like a state of decay. That's all. It only becomes a sirchon, but not a real chametz. So since oriz, v'doichon, does not become chametz, therefore, just like it's not over the land of chametz, who adin, you don't make the mitzvah essay of matzah with it. And who adin, there's no mitzvah of challah on those two meaning. Then it says in the Mishnah, umitztarifim zem zem, that you have half of a size of wheat and half of the size of spelt, and then it starts together. Tana will learn like this. Hatfua means when it's still in the wheat form and the grain form. Hatfua fiyakmochem, when you make it into flour. Fiyabetzikos, when you make it into dough. The starts from zem zeh, all of them could be put together. It's one shear. So Mura says, Lamai Hilchus, what are you talking about? For which halacha? Omer Rav Kana Linyin Chodesh. Means the great halacha of Chodesh. They not eat from it. They not eat from this produce before they brought the yomer, before the second day of Pesach. Even though you only have the chatzik gezayis of this, the chatzik gezayis of that, but together it's mistaken for this year, you'll be over in this chodesh. Rabbi Yosef says, linyan chometz for Pesach, negates the yisur chometz and Pesach. That all these three things can start to make it into a shear to be chayif for gezayis of chometz. If you shirei, if you let it soak in water, whether you let the wheat or the barley, whether you let the wheat itself, the kernels, or you let the flour of it, left the dough of it, still soak in water, become chametz. Rav Papa Ramah Linyan Maisa Sheni. This has Nagaya Tehilchas Maisa Sheni. Tiyachol Eichutz Lechoy Meloki. If you eat this Maisa Sheni outside the Chaymas of Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. So you put together Kezayis of all these three things together, you'll be chayif feeding it chutz l'chayim. Rava says, lin yitumas oichlin, that these three things together is mitzvah to make it a shear of the beitzah to the kabel tumas oichlin. Rava says, and v'hok kamashman, this is the chiddush over here, the tfuah kamochim doing the betzekos, that the tfuah, the wheat, and the flour of it is just like the dough itself. Ma hosom uchlo bino is something that you could eat, raw, afokinami uchlubin, that's be something you could eat raw. So Rashi says what it means to say is, mahos, just like over there, betzak uchlubinai, means you could eat the dough the way it is, lafuke klipasam, and not this, no zafuke, barley if it still has the peel on it. The subin, whereas you have the subin, the shaft, shabekmochim inside the flour. The lav uchlubin, you don't eat that. That's now mitzvah with the shield of kebetzah. Verse says, "V'aktan yivlent." Rashi says, "I'll bring you proof of this." It says chita, wheat, ben klupa, ben shena klupa, mitzarefes. Wheat, whether it's peeled or not peeled, it's still soft, you could eat it, it's on sale for this year. But sayra bali, klufa, mitzarefes, if it's peeled, then it's mitzarefes for this year. But shena klufa, if it's not peeled, ain't mitzarefes. Can have him start for to the shear. Rashi says, "Mshalach mekabeitza, afilu oichol shabateicha mishum the klupa mosekis le'noigim oichol madadi liyoschiber." That since she has the peel around the barley, and the peel of the barley is not edible, it's like a hefstick. So if it does not make it a tziruf, give it a shear of a kabeitza the kabutum. Was Amy not that way for a ton of the very Shmuel? The pasuk says, "Are called zera." That means kedera shabliyada motil lezriya. That means what is something to makabel tumu? The way people plant it. That means chipa chita b'kliposo usara b'kliposo v'yadoshim b'kliposo. It says a wheat with its shell on it, a barley with its shell, and a dosh of lentils with its shell. So here you see a barley even with its shell still is called an oichol. It'll be makabel tumu. So what's the lakash? There's no theory here. Ho b'leichos. Of the evasions. One is talking about when it's wet. When it's soft and wet, and even though it has a shell on it, it could be makabel tumah. We're talking about when it's dried out already, then it's not makabel tumah. If it's dry, if you have the barley with its shell, then it would not be makabel tumah. Then it says, V'yasurim b'chodesh, b'chnei ha-pesach. It's also teach from these five grains before the second day of Pesach. We know what I mean, how do we know this from? Amir Rashlok, Kishash, Shilechem, Lechem, Imatzah. Says the word lechem by chodesh, and says the word lechem by matzah. And just like by matzah, we proved before, you can only make matzah out of these five minim, who are din the yitzah chodesh. Also, you cannot eat the new grains before the omer. It only applies to these five grains and not to oriz the bechin. For lichslof nei omer, who are din? You don't want to cut down the new crop before you have the omer. Is also minu and emili. How do you know this from? Omer Rabbi Yechon says, "As your racious michalo, having zera shava from the mitzvah of chalo, that just like by chalo, it says what? We know it means five minim. Is the word in it also? What you don't want to cut down before the omer is only these five minim. Now the question is, my koydim leimer. What does it mean? You don't want to cut them down even before the omer. So Rabbi Yechon Omar koydim ketira seimer." That means on Moitsoi, the first day of Pesach, when you cut down the Yomer, you cut down the barley, you're not going to cut down the new crop before you cut down the barley. The first cutting of the new crop should be the Ksiros Haimah. And you're not going to cut down any other crop before that. Any new crop before that. Rabbi Yosei Bazav Duhama Koydim Avoyes Haimah Tanan. Koydim Avoyes Haimah. That you're not allowed to cut down any new wheat or barley, any new crop, before they brought the Omer. It's not enough just to wait until they made the Ksiras Omer, but they held no, you have to wait till they're really Makriv, the Minchas Omer, till the 16th, until when they brought the Minchas Omer. Samur says, Samur says, Tanam, learned in our Mishnah, Asurim b'chodosh, these five crops are also in Chodosh, lefnei Pesach. Felixlof ne yomer, and you don't want to cut it down until the yomer. So mishtaim leman di yomer koydim avoyes yomer haynud loy koriv lu v'tonelu. That's why they did not put these two halachas together. When it's talking about asurim bechodesh lefnei pesach and velixor, how come it didn't put the two shirim together? You're not allowed to eat from it, and not allowed to cut it down. So koydim on the yomer, it says what? Koydim havoyes yomer, not allowed to cut it down until they bring the yomer. That's why they mixed it together. So it's big shal exactly what the girsah is. So Tayyip says the girsah should be Bishleim Laman Diyoma. So it says this Bishleim Laman Diyoma Koydim Ketiras Omer. If you hold that, you're not allowed to cut down the other crops before you make the Ketiras Omer. But once you make the Ketiras Omer, Balai law, you're allowed to cut down the other crop. The other chodesh is so hainus loiko ori v'tonalu. That's why they didn't put the two together. Because the Issa teed it about you have to wait until they bring the Omer. By Shengen, the Issa of Ksira, that goes off as soon as they cut down by night time the Ksira's Omer. So it's good why they didn't put the two together. Elo, the Gersa should be, the man, the Yomer, created my voice Omer, that behold, you're not allowed to cut down the new Chodesh, before they brought the Yomer, if so, Liavinu v'les Nainu, they should have said it together, mixed it up and said it together. That also, b'chodesh v'liktsal of Yomer, should have said one halacha, that this new crop, you're not allowed to eat from it, and you're not allowed to even cut it down until the same time, until they bring the Yomer. So how come it says in two cases, eating and cutting, they both have the exact same shear? Samara says, Eliyitma seifitni, if you don't learn it on the seifa, if this crop started to get roots, started to root before the Yomer, then the Yomer is matirin. Now, my kaidim Yomer, and this is going on, this is the machlekes. What does it mean it started to have roots before the Yomer came about? As long as it started to root before they brought the Mincha Yomer is matir that Chodesh. It has to root the new crop that you planted has to already take roots before the night time, before they even cut down the Ksira Seimer. So the Kitzah, we're not talking about the Issa Ksira Shaboy, we're talking about the din of what's matter it, how much roots, when do the roots have to start growing. Omule Reb Leza Rabbi Ashio Tidori Leiteis Vakarecho Advafashim Lohamas Nisan. So Rashi says, the Maestro was Reb Lezer said to Rabbi Yashio, the Dori means he was in the same generation as him, and he was Ben Giloy, because he was Chavra. Lafuki means not Rabbi Yashio, Agodl, Shoye Tanoi. He told him, Loi Teisu Vakarecha, don't sit down, as unfortunately until you explain to me, this much Nisan. The Minayin Liyoyma, Shemate Vashrosh, how do we know this din? That the Yoyma is only matter, the wheat that has Ashrosh already? The Zivit says, Oviv, Amachad Yikad Lav Oviv. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.